Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Two dead after school shooting in California. We've got the story.
A lawsuit is threatened following the release of a report of a Kansas student's death. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Reaction to the name for Wichita's new baseball team. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
There may be changes coming to the way you pay your taxes in Kansas. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. After a very wet year, we've gone into somewhat of a dry weather pattern that's going to stay with us through at least the middle part of next week. Our full forecast is coming up.
At least two teenagers have been killed in a school shooting in Southern California. The suspect, who shot himself, was taken to a hospital in grave condition.
The 16-year-old suspect was among the six students found with gunshot wounds at Saugus High. L.A. County Sheriff's Captain Kent Wagner says they have video that shows he pulled a gun out of his backpack and shot five students before he shot himself in the head.
I know there are rumors out there about social media posts and different videos that may have been posted from the scene. We will be looking into that.
He says it was the suspect's 16th birthday. They did recover a weapon, a .45 caliber semi-automatic firearm. One neighbor said he knew the suspect, that he seemed happy, social, and came from a close family, but that his father had died a couple of years ago. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Attorneys for the family of a football player who died of heat stroke after conditioning practice at Garden City Community College say they plan to sue the school unless it wants to discuss a settlement.
The findings from an independent investigation into the death of 19-year-old Brandon Branforth was released this week. His mother, Joanne Atkins Ingram, tells KSN News what happened to her son was preventable.
Now the world will know exactly what happened to my son, and it was completely preventable. But they had no... I feel like they had no regard for my son's life.
Branforth, a 315-pound defensive lineman, was found unconscious outside of his dormitory after practice on August 1, 2018. The New Jersey native died that night at a hospital. A lawsuit has not yet been filed. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The name for Wichita's new baseball team, Wind Surge, is getting plenty of attention, much of it negative. Franchise owner Lou Schweckheimer tells KSN News.
For those that are on social media that are not happy with it, you know what I say? Enjoy it. It's a minor league baseball name. We love your passion.
A petition drive to reject the new name reportedly received more than 10,000 signatures.
The Governor's Council on Tax Reform met in Topeka looking at ways to balance the system.
Kansas taxpayers pay the most for property taxes, followed by sales and income taxes. Janice Lee with the Governor's Council tells KSN News they're working on ways to help lower income taxpayers.
We're working at the behest of the governor, and she's interested in having a better tax balance for those people, especially those people at the lower end of the income spectrum that have more trouble.
The council is also looking at adding new taxes on internet sales of electronics. Their final recommendation will be submitted next month. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Catholic dioceses in Kansas will not support expanding Medicaid unless the state passes a constitutional amendment and new laws restricting abortions. Chuck Weber, executive director of the Kansas Catholic Conference, told a House and Senate committee the state's four Catholic dioceses want an amendment to the Kansas Constitution to clarify that it does not include a right to abortion. And the Kansas Supreme Court ruled last year the Constitution does protect the right to abortion. The dioceses are also seeking a law allowing medical professionals or health officials' facilities to decline to perform certain procedures for religious reasons.
President Trump in Louisiana last night for a Keep America Great rally.
President Trump says the impeachment inquiry is just another desperate ploy by Democrats to take him down.
Democrats are trying to overthrow the last election because they know they're not going to win the next election. That's all it is.
The president in Bossier City calling the probe a witch hunt for doing nothing wrong.
The Democrats in Washington are trying to stop me because I'm fighting for you.
The president also stumping for Republican Eddie Rasponi ahead of Saturday's runoff election for governor. Polls show Rasponi and incumbent Democrat John Bel Edwards locked in a very tight race. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
A big sports weekend on tap, including college action for the Wildcats and the Jayhawks tomorrow. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Federal safety officials say deaths involving aircraft have risen in the past year. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Retired Dean of Student Affairs at Wichita State University, Dr. James Rattigan, tells KNSS News the new WSU president, Jay Golden, made a good first impression and should be a good fit for Wichita State.
He's interested in innovation because he's a part of that North Carolina triangle of Duke, North Carolina State, and North Carolina, which is, they call it the innovation triangle or something that. And so I think his ideas of what an innovation campus should be maybe even more advanced than what we're doing.
Dr. Rattigan is our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
Federal safety officials say deaths involving aircraft going up in the past year.
The National Transportation Safety Board says 393 people died in plane crashes last year and that all but a dozen occurred in general aviation, which usually involves small private planes. The numbers include a woman who was killed when the window next to her on a Southwest flight broke, the first death due to an accident on a commercial flight since 2009, and 12 people died in accidents involving charters, air taxis, tours, and medical flights. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
A number of arrests across the country stemming from an online romance scam.
10 men face federal charges accused of defrauding victims out of more than $1.5 million in an online dating and money laundering scheme. U.S. Attorney Trent Shores says many of the victims were seniors.
They've saved up their life savings, and here comes someone who has preyed upon a soft, gentle heart.
Shores says the accused men lured their victims online, first asking for small amounts of money, then increasing the request, promising to repay the cash. Arrests were made in Oklahoma, New York, and California. The FBI is looking for at least three other suspects. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted here on this Friday morning. Time for the secret sound. We're going to play the secret sound for you and see if you can tell what this is, Ted. Ooh, okay. Think you know what it is? Well, I'm going to give you a hint. Most would classify this as background noise, okay? And we're going to play the secret sound on the air a couple more times here in the next hour. You'll be listening for your chance to call in at 869-1330. And if you know what it is, you win a couple of Papa John's pizzas and a pair of tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra coming to town in December.
Free Ticket Friday.
That's right. Free Ticket Friday with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic. So far this morning, things looking fairly good out there. I am starting to see some heavier traffic on K96, and that's eastbound from I-135 over to about Hillside. So watch for a slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Taylor Cox. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm a little cold again this morning. What's up with that?
It is a little chilly this morning. Temperatures right now are in the 20s, 24 in Wichita. So it's a little chilly. You're going to want a jacket as you head out the door. But we're warming up to a very comfortable temperature in the 50s. High 50s today. We see the 60s tomorrow and early next week in the mid-60s. So really feeling a lot warmer as we head into next week.
Okay, so 13 days till Thanksgiving. What's the weather going to be like on Thanksgiving Day, Taylor?
Oh, 13 days away. You know, we have a 7-day forecast. So.
Well, just double it or something, can't you? No, it's a little far out to be talking about Thanksgiving then, huh?
There we go. Yeah, we can double it. Actually, you know what? Come back in 6 days. I can tell you then.
Okay. All right, we'll do this again in 6 days and we can do it then. Okay, so today's high is going to be 58. Is that 59? Something like that?
57, yeah. Overnight lows in the 30s, okay. And then 60 tomorrow. So feeling fairly warm for fall.
All right. I might have to break out my Bermuda shorts and my tube socks then. Good luck.
Yes, you know what? It's going to be sunny enough. If you look out your door, it'll look like it is warm enough to do that.
Yeah, there's a lot of leaves to rake out there. You probably don't rake leaves, but somebody's going to have to this weekend. I'll tell you that right now.
Give us a look raking at leaves and putting up your Christmas forecast or Christmas decorations.
There you go. There you go. Hey, give us the current conditions right now then.
Current conditions, 24 right now with a southerly, very, very light southerly breeze. So that southerly wind will increase as we move throughout the day, and that'll bring a lot of warm weather our way.
All right. Thank you, Taylor. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Taylor Cox. 7:13, coming up on 7:14, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Yesterday's high temperature in Wichita was 53 degrees, normal high 57, and that's better than what we started the week at. Ugh. Of course, you weren't here on Monday morning when it was so cold, Ted. But you were over there snuggled up in that warm bed of yours with a big blanket on top of it. Yeah, with the covers pulled up to your chin, right?
Probably. I can't remember what I did Monday. That was a long time ago.
Too long back for you to remember, huh? Okay. All right, so we've got let's go ahead and talk about it a little bit more today about the – because I – and the social media is continuing to dabble around on the new name for the baseball team, the Wind Surge. Have you got any more thoughts about it, Ted? After
no,
they are looking at it.
I heard the name and I shrugged my shoulders and I'm moving on with my life.
That's kind of where I am. Although I do look at it as it's unique. I don't think there are any other sports names the Surge. And once you start to thinking about what they're trying to do with the attitude of the city is surging and so forth. Yeah, it makes a little sense to me. I mean, and again, I'm like you. It's the name of a team. How many teams have I played for over the years? My first team I ever played on was the Tigers in baseball.
That's original.
Yeah, I didn't get to pick that name. My dad did. He started a little league team over in Kingman, and all they had no uniforms. You got a T-shirt with the name of the team on it, Tigers.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's pretty basic.
So my dad said, you know, when I was growing up, my favorite team was the Tigers. We're going to be the Tigers. So, you know.
There you go.
I'll tell you what, if you wanted to get a petition drive, try one against my old man.
That's not going to.
Not going to get you very far at all. Mm-mm. Played for a team called DX, DX Service Station. I don't know what their mascot was, you know. So. Played for a team called Graves Trucking.
There you go.
The Graves. It's
like the Bad News Bears right there.
Well, here's one for you. The Wichita Elks. I was in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
The Elks.
There you go.
And it was like the Elks Club, I guess.
At least that has something. Yeah. Elks. And there used to be Elk in Riverside Park.
Yeah. Played for the Blue Devils. In fact, I played for two Blue Devils teams, football and basketball. I don't know what a Blue Devil is. I thought Devils were all supposed to be red.
Yeah, right? And why are they blue?
Why are they blue?
I never really got that.
And then, of course, we got to the Pioneers, and after the Pioneers, we got to play slow-pitch softball for a team that was aptly named Square Lounge.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
A team named after a bar. So I don't know what we called ourselves except, well, we're Square Lounge. We're the Squares, I guess. So, you know, I don't have much choice about it. I don't really care. What matters is what happens on the field, and I think we probably have a prospect of having a very good baseball team.
Yep, looking forward to that sod taking hold and the new stadium getting done.
All right. Okay, so there you go. A lot of media out there still complaining about the name of the team. So what would you do then to have a big throw out four or five choices and have a big vote on it? Nope, they didn't do it that way. They figured it out, and there you go. I saw some video of, I guess it's down at the state. Where are they? Got their store at the stadium there?
Over on West Texas Street, just right across from the parking lot. Yeah.
Okay. And I guess they're
they've already got it.
Doing some business.
Got a store open selling gear.
Yep. I need a ball cap. I only have about 37, and I need one more ball cap, so I best get down there before Christmas, huh? Get myself a ball cap.
You're not going to let someone give it to you? You're going to buy it yourself?
Well, you know, if somebody wants to give anything, I'll take a gift anytime. I never look a gift surge in the mouth, right?
Hey, nice.
Okay.
Copyright that.
7:17, Steve and Ted is sports time with Ted Woodward. And talking about a little football because we got the Chiefs playing. Well, not till Monday night, but We have Shocker basketball this weekend, too, right? Don't we, Dad?
Yes, we do.
All right, take it away.
Of course, the Chiefs play Monday night in Mexico City, so we'll talk about that more on Monday.
Right.
But we always, of course, on Friday mornings, we have our weekly visit with Mitch Holthus, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. That's about an hour from now. So about 8:15 this morning, we'll get the preview from Mitch about his trip down to Mexico City. So we'll get that. Make sure you're here 1 hour from now.
I think he has a special Chiefs sombrero he's going to wear.
I'm sure. Yeah. There's all sorts of things going on with Mitch right now. We'll get that figured out. 24th-ranked Kansas State has a home game tomorrow in college football action, hosting West Virginia. K-State is favored by 2 touchdowns in this one. That'll kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon in Manhattan and nationally televised on ESPN. Kansas, meanwhile, is going on the road visiting 22nd-ranked Oklahoma State. Jayhawks are trying to snap a string in which they have lost 50 straight conference games away from Lawrence.
Oh.
Jayhawks are a 17.5-point underdog going to Stillwater tomorrow. Early kickoff. Pre-game coverage begins at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning on the Jayhawks Network. Kickoff at 11 a.m. tomorrow in Stillwater. And you can hear the Jayhawks on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. We have the high school football playoffs all over the state tonight. We're down to the quarterfinals in all classes. In Class 5A, here in town, we have undefeated Wichita Northwest hosting Bishop Carroll.
Again, didn't they play already this year?
In the season opener, they did.
Yeah.
And, of course, they met last year in the playoffs. You remember that game?
No.
Northwest won 84-67.
No, I forgot about
that. We'll see what happens.
What is that, 15 touchdowns or something? So, but the first game they played on the opening, who won that?
That was a normal score. Northwest won that game. Very low scoring.
70-49.
It was like 21-17, something like that.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see what happens when these two match up tonight in the quarterfinals. And we have Mays at Mays South.
Ooh.
Mays is 9-1. Mays South is undefeated at 10-0.
Wow.
Yeah. I think the town of Mays is jacked up.
Pretty
for
good
this
football
one
playing over there in Mays, huh? How about that? Wow.
In Class 3A, Cheney at Scott City this evening, and you've got undefeated Andale visiting Beloit. We've also got in Class 1A, Plainville visiting Inman. Plainville is 9-1. How about this matchup this evening, right here in our part of the state? Undefeated Sedgwick hosting undefeated Smith Center.
Ooh.
One of the best teams in the state year in, year out. Smith Center is on a 20-game winning streak. Both teams are 10-0. City of Sedgwick buzzing over that one tonight.
Rolling.
How about that?
You betcha.
And in Class 8-man Division One, you've got Madison at Caldwell tonight. Madison's undefeated. So there's some of your high school football matchups tonight. We have Wichita Thunder hockey on the ice town tonight, 7:05 at Intrust Bank Arena. The Thunder, with the top record in the league, hosting the Idaho Steelheads. Wichita is on a tear right now. They've won 7 of their last 9, and only one game this weekend. It's a home game tonight downtown for the Thunder. College men's basketball tonight, in Lawrence. 5th-ranked Kansas hosting Monmouth. KU is a 26.5-point favorite going into that one. Tip-off at 7 o'clock tonight in Lawrence for the Jayhawks. You can hear that live on Sports Radio KFH. The Wichita State men's basketball team has a home game tomorrow afternoon at Koch Arena. The Shockers off to a 2-0 start hosting Tennessee Martin. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl will begin their pregame coverage at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The game will tip off at 2 o'clock at Koch Arena. And that's on 103.7 KEYN. College women's soccer. Kansas is in the national tournament for the third time in the last 4 years. And the Jayhawks are hosting Iowa. That is a 5 p.m. game today in Lawrence. The KU women's soccer team going into the NCAA tournament on a 9-game unbeaten streak. We have cross-country regionals action. The NCAA Midwest Regional is tomorrow morning in Stillwater. Wichita State, KU, and K-State will all be competing at the NCAA cross-country regional in Stillwater tomorrow morning. And college volleyball. Wichita State plays its final home match of the season tonight, 7 o'clock at Koch Arena. The Shockers hosting Tulsa in volleyball action. And a happy birthday today to a guy that helps out a lot around here and does a lot of sports for us, Max Power.
Max, all right.
Max does a ton of work behind the scenes here at the radio station.
He does.
Good guy, and Max is celebrating a birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
So happy birthday in advance to Max Power on the weekend. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
I got a shout out to Kevin Black. He is my cousin Grant's son. Kevin is a senior at Capen, and he is all-city first team in soccer.
Boom.
How about that?
Nice.
He's a heck of a player. Kevin Black having a first team.
How many times have you gone to see him play?
He's a great player.
I can't picture you going to a soccer game.
Well, I would, but they have him in the afternoon while I'm taking my nap.
Understood.
I hope to see him play someday.
Yeah. Understood.
They're going to have to schedule on my schedule.
Well, see, they got to get that planned.
Kevin understands. He knows me.
Okay.
Time for the Secret Sound here on KNSS. Free Ticket Friday. So if you know the Secret Sound, you get a pair of tickets. You get a pair of pizzas from Papa John's, and you get a Trans-Siberia Orchestra pair of tickets to go see them.
Very nice.
Coming in December. And here is the Secret Sound. You got it, Ted? I don't. Here's a clue. You could hear this sound at home or in an office.
Okay.
Free Ticket Friday, Secret Sound.
I thought
sound.
It might be Western Union Telegraph, but I would not have that at home, so that didn't fit.
We're going to play it again for you here in a few minutes, and then you'll have a chance to phone in and win at 869-1330. The Secret Sound on Free Ticket Friday. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. Elizabeth Warren receives an endorsement from an interesting group. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.